that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at Fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams, and I'm a personal finance and small business expert and author who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008. If you are ready for more knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, make better money decisions, and build wealth, you are in the right place. I create every show to make sure you come away with practical advice and tips that will take your financial life to the next level. I use many of your questions as the foundation for show topics, so please let me know what you want to learn and explore here. You can always leave me a voicemail message by calling 302-364-0308, and you can email me using my contact page at lauradadams.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at lauradadams. And if you're a longtime listener, you know that every week we publish a companion blog post for the episode, and you can find it in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Today's episode is number 710, called Six Ways to Invest in Cryptocurrency, Including Tax-Friendly Options. I'm going to cover a ton of resources in the show. So instead of trying to remember all of them, all you need to do is visit quickanddirtytips.com, go to the Money Girl section, and look for episode 710, again called Six Ways to Invest in Cryptocurrency. And you'll see the full show notes with every resource link that I'm going to mention here. If you're like me, you have noticed that the use of various cryptocurrencies is exploding. It seems like new coins and blockchain technologies are getting created every day. It's a really, really exciting space. And I've been doing a lot of deep dives into the crypto space and doing a lot of education. And I want to share some simple concepts that you can run with if you want to learn more as well, or even invest in crypto, but maybe you're not sure where to start. And even if you have no interest in investing in crypto, stay with me. I think it's really important to be informed about the technology behind cryptocurrency and understand how it can likely change the world. It's a super fast-moving space, and I think it's important that we all, you know, kind of understand where it's heading. So in this show, I'll review what cryptocurrency is, various ways to buy it, tax rules for your crypto profits, and even give you a zero-risk strategy to start stacking coins. You're going to learn six ways to invest in crypto, including some clever tax-advantaged options for skipping capital gains taxes altogether on your crypto investments. So let's start with a primer on what is cryptocurrency. If you're new to the space, all you really need to know is that cryptocurrency, or crypto, is digital money, and it's known as tokens or coins. You can use them to buy goods and services or even just hold them as an investment. Bitcoin is certainly the most well-known crypto. It's got a total value of about $1.1 trillion in this month, December 2021. But still, there are thousands of alternative or altcoins, such as Ethereum, Solana, and Polkadot. The total value of all cryptocurrencies right now is about $2.6 trillion. So it is a huge, huge space, and a lot of money is going into it. To understand how cryptocurrencies work, first, you need to know something about their underlying technology, which is a blockchain. And there are different blockchains in use today, but their purpose is to verify transactions and store data in a secure, open ledger that anyone can see. Blockchains are incredibly safe because they're decentralized databases spread across many computers all over the globe. No one person or organization owns or manages public blockchains, making them very, very difficult for hackers to manipulate. Blockchain technology was developed for Bitcoin, so it's the original blockchain. However, other crypto networks, such as Ethereum, are also powered by blockchains. Also, there are many other uses for blockchain technology besides cryptocurrencies, and that's a really exciting space as well. They include things like smart contracts that automate the terms of agreements, record keeping for assets like real estate, and supply chain management. To sum up, a blockchain is a distributed database with many uses, including powering cryptocurrencies. So why do people use cryptocurrency? Why is it getting popular? Right now, there are various reasons for the popularity. Many crypto supporters, including me, believe that digital currency is the future of money. While blockchain transactions are fully transparent, crypto is anonymous, so that means you can buy, sell, and exchange it without revealing your personal information or identity. Crypto transactions are peer-to-peer, so they remove banks as the middlemen controlling the money supply. Many people who buy crypto do so because they think it's going to increase in value, despite its volatility. Bitcoin was trading around $20,000 in December of 2017. It hit an all-time high of $69,000 in October 2021, and right now it's bouncing around $48,000. So it is quite volatile. And if the crypto roller coaster ride scares you, there's a special crypto class called stablecoins. These are pegged to specific assets, such as the US dollar. That gives you a way to own digital currency without any price volatility. Bitcoin is a unique cryptocurrency because it's hard-coded never to have more than 21 million coins. And more than 18 million have already been minted. Many people buy and hold Bitcoin because they believe that limited supply will cause the price to rise over time. This strategy is known as HODLing, H-O-D-L-I-N-G, HODLing, which stands for Hold On for Dear Life. If you also want to buy cryptocurrency, you've got to have a wallet, and that can be an online app or even an offline hardware device to store it. If you use an exchange like BlockFi, Crypto.com, Gemini, or Coinbase, it's really easy. You just open an account, transfer your dollars, and make crypto purchases. The exchanges act as an investing platform and as a hot online wallet. Your crypto is kept inside the exchange so that you can make trades. That's a hot wallet as opposed to a cold wallet, which is offline. And, you know, at any time you can move your crypto purchases into a cold offline wallet if you want added security. So once you buy crypto, what happens on the tax side? This can be really confusing for a lot of people. But crypto is taxed just like any other asset, like stocks and mutual funds, where you've got to pay capital gains tax when you realize a gain. For example, let's say you buy $100 of crypto and sell it for $150. You've got to pay tax on your $50 of profit. Also, when you buy something with crypto or you trade crypto that has increased in value, it's a taxable event. So let's say you bought a Bitcoin for $20,000 back in 2017, and now it's worth $50,000, and you use that Bitcoin to buy a car. Well, you would have a $30,000 gain to report. Again, you buy the Bitcoin for $20,000, but you use it to buy something for $50,000, means that it has increased in value by $30,000. So that's your capital gain. Some other taxable events include receiving crypto as payment for a service or mining crypto, lending crypto and receiving interest payments, or staking crypto or earning interest or rewards on your crypto. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. So just buying and holding crypto is not a taxable event. You only owe tax when you sell, spend, or trade crypto that's risen in value, or you get paid interest on crypto you own. If you sell crypto for a loss, it can offset your gains up to an annual limit, just like you can do with other types of assets. So what are the cryptocurrency capital gains taxes? Well, capital gains tax rates depend on your tax filing status, your income, and the length of time you own an asset. So if you own a coin or any other asset for fewer than 365 days and then you sell it for a profit, you're going to owe short-term capital gains tax. And that is always equal to ordinary income taxes. So what you would just pay on, you know, things like wages and salaries. Today's tax brackets range from 10% all the way up to 37%, depending on how much you earn. So your short-term capital gains tax could be anywhere from 10% up to 37%, depending on your income. However, if you own a coin for longer than a year and realize a gain, you owe long-term capital gains tax. That ranges from 0 up to 20%, depending on your income. So holding assets for longer than a year is a wise strategy for cutting your taxes, especially if you're a high earner. With long-term capital gains, you're never going to pay more than 20%, or unless the law changes, but right now it's a maximum of 20%. Another smart way to avoid capital gains tax on crypto is owning it inside a tax-advantaged account, which we're going to cover a lot more about in just a moment. Crypto exchanges must file Form 1099-K to keep up with your transactions. They have to file that for clients who have more than 200 transactions and more than 20,000 in trading during the year. And you've got to report your crypto gains and losses on IRS Form 8949.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nexco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Nexco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So let's say you want to buy cryptocurrency. I'm going to go over three taxable options to invest. Number one is crypto exchanges. So as I mentioned, buying crypto through an exchange is an easy and popular way to buy and sell it and even to store it. Just open your account and fund it, and then you can buy just about any coins you like and keep them in a handy digital wallet. The second option is crypto savings accounts. Many crypto exchanges also let you earn interest on specific coins. Just like with bank savings, you make a deposit, then the institution lends out your money to other people, and then it pays you a cut of the interest. You can receive earnings in the crypto of your choice and get significantly higher rates of return than you can at a regular bank. I'm going to cover some of the impressive interest rates that you can earn on your crypto savings, and they depend on your balance and the duration that you want to lock up the money without being able to make a withdrawal. And it could be something like, you know, a flexible time range or 1 month or up to 3 months. So all of that will be factored into the actual annual percentage yield you can earn. But I'm going to give you some examples of rates right now. At BlockFi, you can get up to 9% APY on your USD coin, Gemini Dollar, Paxos, and DAI. You can earn up to 5% on Ethereum and up to 4.5% on Bitcoin. Now, on the Gemini exchange, you can get approximately 8% on Gemini Dollar, Terra USD, and USD Coin. You can get 1.76% on Ethereum and 1.49% on Bitcoin. Coinbase pays up to 5% on Cosmos. Crypto.com pays up to 10% on USD Coin, 5.5% on Ethereum, and 4.5% on Bitcoin. So you can see these are much higher rates of return than you can get on a typical bank account. However, unlike a bank, your money is not FDIC insured up to certain limits. That means you could lose your crypto deposit if the institution fails. However, some investing platforms do offer insurance against crypto losses, so you want to be sure to read the fine print. The third way to invest in crypto is crypto rewards credit cards. So if you're not sure that you want to buy crypto or even stable coins, there's another way to earn crypto without risking a penny of your own money, and that's using a crypto rewards credit card. You earn crypto on your spending or points that you can convert to cryptocurrency. For instance, the BlockFi Rewards Visa Signature Credit Card has no annual fee. It earns 3.5% back in Bitcoin during the first 3 months and an unlimited 1.5% back after that. Then your rate bumps to 2% if you hit $50,000 in annual spending. If you want to earn other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin, the Venmo credit card pays cash back that you can redeem for Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, or Bitcoin Cash. You can earn 3% on a top spending category of your choice, 2% on a second category, and 1% on all other purchases. So again, that's a really clever way to earn crypto without risking any of your own money. I mentioned that there are tax-friendly options to invest in cryptocurrency, and we're going to cover three of them. The first is crypto individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. Most investment platforms like a Vanguard or TD Ameritrade don't support crypto trading, so you've got to have a self-directed IRA that will offer it. Using a crypto IRA is a really smart way to buy and sell crypto because you never have to pay any capital gains tax. If you're a longtime listener to this show, you are very familiar with IRAs, and you know that with a traditional IRA, your contributions are tax deductible, and you pay ordinary income tax on amounts that you withdraw in retirement. And with a Roth IRA, the taxation works very differently. Your contributions are taxed, but your withdrawals, including all investment growth, is entirely tax-free in retirement. So you can have either a traditional or a Roth crypto IRA, just depending on, you know, the type of tax benefits that you want. Also, it depends on your income because there are income limits to qualify for a Roth IRA. If you're a high earner, you may not qualify. A great place to start is Bitcoin IRA. It's the oldest and largest cryptocurrency IRA company. It allows you to earn up to 6% APY. You can invest in Bitcoin, many altcoins, and even physical gold. So if you want to diversify your IRA with precious metals, it's a great option. Another company, BitIRA, says it's the most secure crypto IRA with a fully insured cold wallet storage solution. For 2021 and 2022, the annual contribution limit for a regular or a crypto IRA is $6,000, or it's $7,000 if you're over age 50. Anyone with at least that much earned income is eligible for a traditional IRA. However, as I mentioned, there are annual income limits to qualify for a Roth IRA. All right, a second tax-friendly way to own crypto is with a crypto Coverdell Education Savings Account, or ESA. A Coverdell ESA is a great way to save for a child's education. It can be from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. And yes, you can open a self-directed ESA and invest in crypto. One place to check out is Directed IRA, where you can get an ESA and invest in over 20 different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. With a Coverdell, your contributions do get taxed, but your withdrawals are tax-free if you use them for qualified education expenses, like books, tuition, equipment, and supplies. There's an annual income limit to qualify for Coverdell contributions, and you can save up to $2,000 per student per year. And a third tax-friendly way to own crypto is with a crypto health savings account, or HSA. Using an HSA to save for current and future healthcare expenses is one of the best financial moves you can make. It gives you the following three tax benefits. You get tax-deductible contributions, tax-free investment growth, and tax-free withdrawals as long as you spend those withdrawals on qualified healthcare expenses. So those benefits are even better than with a Roth IRA. With a Roth IRA, you've got to pay tax upfront on your contributions. You don't even have to do that with an HSA. Now, while you typically can't invest your HSA balance in crypto, the self-directed accounts allow it. Again, you might want to check out Directed IRA. And note that to qualify for an HSA, there's no annual income limit, but you do have to be enrolled in a high deductible health plan. For 2021, you can contribute up to $3,600 or $7,200 if you've got a family health plan. And that limit increases slightly for 2022 to $3,650 or $7,300. So maybe you're thinking, should I invest in cryptocurrency? Well, whether you should invest depends on various factors, including your risk tolerance, your comfort with or knowledge of the technology, and your retirement time horizon. The closer you get to retirement, the more conservative you need to be with your investments. Remember that all crypto is highly speculative and volatile. So my best advice is to maintain a diversified portfolio. That is the secret to successful investing. Having a diversified portfolio insulates you from market downturns because it's not likely that all of your investments are going to move the same way. Some investments will go up while others go down and vice versa. If you want to own crypto or any alternative investment, you want to make it a small percentage of your overall portfolio, maybe, you know, no more than 5%. But of course, this is going to vary by your risk tolerance and perhaps maybe your age. If you've got more time to go before retirement, you can afford to take higher risks. Limiting your exposure to crypto allows you to profit from the upside without risking too much of your financial security. I hope this has been helpful and will give you a lot of resources to go out and do your homework to research your cryptocurrency investment options. Before we go, I want to invite you to join my free private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. If you haven't joined yet, it is a fantastic group. So I would encourage you to search for it on Facebook. Again, it's Dominate Your Dollars. You will find a really helpful group of people who are helping each other. They're asking questions and they're reaching their financial goals. Again, just search for the group on Facebook. You can also visit lauradadams.com, where you'll find my contact page and more about me, my books, and online courses. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go give it to you. Unlock
unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.